Hey everybody, it's Tuesday and this is Living It Up While Beginning Again. We're really glad that you're back with us today, and my name is Scott, along with my lovely wife Teresa, and we've got a really great topic for you today, and we hope you enjoy it. And we also ask if you would please forward it to your friends or family.
We also have been putting prayer requests out there. We ask that you continue to pray for my sister Mary with this ringing in her ears.
Yeah.
So we thank you for that, and we look forward to giving them praise reports because God is answering our prayers through you guys.
Yep, we are.
Yeah. Okay, honey. You want me to read the topic?
Yes.
Okay. We just want y'all to know that Scott and I have found that when we're going about our own business, a lot of times that's when we hear God speak to us. And we've backed this up with evidence from somebody in the Bible.
Yeah.
Out of 1 Kings 19, 11 through 13. And that's in the Old Testament. If you get back and want to look there, it's a pretty cool story.
It is. And that person we're talking about is Elijah. And 11 through 13 says, chapter 19 in 1 Kings. Go out and stand before me on the mountain, the Lord told him. And as Elijah stood there, the Lord passed by, and a mighty windstorm hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast that the rocks were torn loose, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was the sound of a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And a voice said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
Well, there you have it. And when we talked about this topic, there's so many ways that we could take this. But for us, we found, like I mentioned earlier, is that like Elijah, he was pretty much going on and working really hard for the Lord. If you read more into that, and we hope that you will read more from that chapter. And I didn't see him at all as being lazy.
No, he was anything but lazy.
Yeah, and working really hard. He even told God that. He reminded him of it. What, honey?
Well, I'm just going to say, but Elijah's problem, not problem, but situation or thing he needed to work on was he thought he was the only one working hard for the Lord.
Yeah. That's another area we could go in.
But God, he was doing his own business.
He was. He was doing what he was supposed to be doing.
He was supposed to be doing what
he was supposed to be doing. Just saying, I'm just going to sit. I'm going to sit here and do nothing. I'm just going to, whatever it was he was, they did for entertainment back there and back then, and let his responsibilities go. He wasn't doing that.
Uh-uh.
He was doing what he was supposed to be doing, which was his business, his daily chores.
Well, at this point, he was hiding. If you read the book of Elijah, of 1 Kings, what he was doing, he was hiding from Jezebel in her army. Because they were trying to find him and kill him.
Mm-hmm.
So he was doing his own business. He was just going about hiding the mountaintops and, relying on God. And in the midst of all that, God wasn't, in the disasters that were happening around him, but God was the gentle whisperer. Mm-hmm. So what are you doing here, man? You're doing your own business, and here I am. I'm showing up for you,
Yeah.
And a lot of times when we do our own business and we go about our day and we try to do the right thing, not because we have to.
Responsible.
Being responsible. And it's because it becomes embedded in us.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes part of our DNA.
Well, of course.
And then that's when God shows up. God will show up at times when you think, really?
Mm-hmm.
Man, you're showing up now?
Mm-hmm.
Whew. I'm not ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You're never going to be ready. Mm-hmm. But God's always ready to speak to you if you just allow him. Just do your own business.
Mm-hmm.
Try to do the right thing one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll show up.
Well, one thing I like about this passage is that he wasn't in all those disasters. Name them again.
They were the earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
There was a fire.
This is drama.
It's all drama.
But God's voice was in that.
Yeah, he was in the blast of the rocks, He was in the earthquake. He was in the fire. Man, he was the windstorm, that hit that mountain. And, Elijah had every right to think, Lord, what's going on here? You know, why are you doing this to me? But, you know, he just continued to do his own business and didn't blame it on God. But then God showed up.
But you see, God's voice is powerful
yeah.
as it is and full of power. Elijah didn't hear it in all that drama and all
no.
that chaos. He heard it when all that had stopped.
The gentle whisper.
Yes, and that's what we always emphasize to those that we mentor, mm-hmm. is to tell them. That's why it's so important that we be in peace. Because we need to hear from God. And when you're at peace inside, it's going to be a lot easier not to just hear from Him, but to know His voice.
Right.
And the Bible described it as what? A gentle whisper?
A gentle whisper.
Which means he had to be listening pretty intently.
That's right. You have to listen when someone is speaking softly.
That's right. And again, that just teaches us the kind of condition that we need to be on the inside so that we can understand and recall that was God. And you just know.
Yeah.
You just know. I was telling you the story the other day. I was feeling bad about taking what we call our sabbatical the other day. I went and got a pedicure and was trying to feel guilty about that and was trying to, you know, going shopping for you for Father's Day, but felt just a little like I didn't need to be doing that. That was just the enemy because I work all the time, which is okay. I enjoy my
yeah.
work. It's not like work. I love ministry. But anyway, I had just gotten a pedicure and was pretty relaxed. And
doing your own business.
Yeah. Again, fighting, not feeling guilty about it. And then something I had talked to the Lord about earlier, bam, there it was. The answer just came.
Yeah.
And it came while I was feeling guilty.
Yeah.
No, it came when I least expected it.
Yeah.
And that's really where we're going with this. When we have found so many times that when we least expect it, that's when we're going to hear that voice.
That's right.
And I can look at my situation and go, really? When I was struggling, feeling guilty about what I was doing, and I still heard from Him?
Yeah. God spoke to Moses through a burning bush.
Mm-hmm.
Moses was just walking through the desert. You know, he didn't go to this bush because God said, hey, go to this bush. I'm going to talk to you through it. He was just going about his business. And all of a sudden, this bush catches on fire. And the Lord Jesus, you know, speaks to him through that bush.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, this was kind of Elijah's burning bush moment.
Mm-hmm.
He was in this mountain doing his own business. And all of a sudden, God's gentle voice speaks to him. You know?
But powerful.
We can all have our burning bush moments.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to go about our business. We have to do our part. And that's what this is about. What is doing our own business? That's doing our part.
Mm-hmm. Which is really God's business.
Right.
When we take care of what we need to be doing, somehow He takes care of everything else, doesn't He?
That's right. And we don't have to be perfect. Thank goodness we don't have to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But we do serve the perfect one.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, going about your business, trying to do the right thing. Yeah, you're going to make mistakes, but you know to go to when you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And you know to go to when you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
He's for everything. He's just not, you know, sitting up there waiting for you to tell him about your sins. He wants to hear about the good things that are going on in your life, too.
Well, another thing I love about this story is running from Jezebel. Do you think that was the right thing for him to be doing?
Well, I don't know. He was running from Jezebel and his army, and her army, but... I don't know what Elijah's thinking was at that time, but, you know, I guess he thought he was going to die.
Well,
so
I mean,
running.
He was doing something is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
He had to make a decision to do something.
He made a
decision
to run. He made a decision to go in the mountains and
mm-hmm.
hide because he knew if he didn't, he'd be dead.
Exactly. So that goes back to what we were saying in the beginning. He was doing his part. He wasn't sitting around just doing nothing, putting demands on God.
Right.
Right?
That's right. He was doing his part.
That's right. He was doing his part and going on. And again, God, he just, that's what he wants from us. He wants us to remain calm
mm-hmm.
and peaceful. He says to pursue peace,
mm-hmm.
pursue peace with everybody, be at peace with everybody. And that to me is where I can rest knowing that I don't know when God is going to speak
right.
to me, but I do know as long as I'm continuing to do the next right thing in front of me and work on me and my relationship with Him, not worrying and just turning everything over to Him, I've positioned myself to be in a better place to hear from Him.
Right.
Not just to hear from Him, but no, it's Him I heard from. Because you know, Scott, when you've heard from Him, you know. I mean, the Bible says we're a sheep, we know His voice. You always
right.
know it was Him. It's so awesome. I knew it was Him.
That's right.
There was no doubt. I really needed to hear from him because I get so squirreled up in my mind trying to get ahead of God.
Yeah.
And he reminded me, go back, do the last thing I told you to do. And see, my thinking was getting really all messed up because my business that I was doing was out of order.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave it at that.
Well, you know, Jesus, when he would enter the room, you know, so many times in the Bible, he says, peace be with you.
Shalom.
Yeah. Peace be with you. And what's another name for Jesus? Peace.
Prince of Peace.
Mm-hmm. So, Jesus be with you, you know, while you're doing your business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And he's going to show up.
Mm-hmm. We hope this helped you guys listening and girls.
Yeah, but remember, sometimes it's going to be a gentle whisper.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it might be a loud claim. But God likes to speak in whispers, so you have to really lean up against his chest and hear him.
Yeah. Position yourself to hear from him.
That's
your
right.
part. Do your part.
Yeah.
And when you hear from him, it's like, you're just experiencing him again and again. And that's what changes everything in your relationship with him. When he just speaks and shows up and just his activity in our daily walk keeps our relationship with him vibrant and exciting.
Right. Well, you know what? Maybe there might be, you know, some of you who are listening to this right now who really go, what in the world are they talking about? It sounds cool.
It is cool.
You know, I want to hear God's voice, and I want to have him come into my life, and especially in situations when I'm not expecting it. And I want to hear his voice. But how do I do that? Well, the first step in doing that is to give your life to him. Or maybe you thought you gave your life to him with a sincere heart years ago, and you're realizing right now, I never did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Not right now is the day to do it. And to give your life to him with a sincere heart,
mm-hmm.
and begin to listen for that whisper.
That's right.
In your ear.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would, pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, please come into our lives. Lord, I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day, and because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven if I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Lord, please forgive me of all my sins. I want to hear you. I want to hear your whisper in my ear. Thank you for being my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we thank you so much if you prayed that prayer. And if you did, please email us at info@livingitup.org. And man, I don't know about you, but I enjoyed this topic.
Yeah.
Good topic.
It was. Pretty simple.
Yeah. We needed to hear it.
Common sense.
If you didn't.
Right. As always.
Yeah.
Well, this was great. Thank you for sharing your time with us. Until we talk to you tomorrow, remember, when you go on about your own business, never be surprised. You might just hear from the Lord.
That's right.
Until we talk to you tomorrow, keep living it up.
Well, I'm getting it again.